Hundreds of supporters in orange shirts had been in the Capitol throughout the day, hoping to watch Fort Worth Democrat Wendy Davis successfully filibuster Senate Bill 5. The measure would ban abortion after 20 weeks and require facilities that perform abortions to adopt surgical center standards. Opponents of the bill say it would end up closing all but 5 abortion clinics in Texas. While Davis worked to talk the bill to death, ahead of a midnight deadline, Senate Republicans pushed back throughout the day, taking every opportunity to show Davis was breaking the rules of a filibuster. After about 11 hours of talking, Republican Donna Campbell interrupted Davis when she began talking about a sonogram bill from the last legislature during her filibuster. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst ruled Davis was not staying on topic by talking about an older abortion bill. It was Davis's third infraction of the day, and it ended her filibuster.
Members, after consultation with the parliamentarian and after going over what people heard as far as discussion, Senator Campbell, your point of order is well taken and is sustained. The chair recognizes Senator Hager.
Democrats quickly attempted to stall the bill in other procedural ways, including asking question after question on how Davis had broken the rules. Finally, a frustrated Senator Leticia Vandebute from San Antonio tried to make a parliamentary inquiry, but says she was overlooked as Republican males were able to speak.
Mr. President, parliamentary inquiry.
The state's your inquiry.
At what point must a female senator raise her hand or her voice to be recognized over the male colleagues in the room?
The yelling and clapping continued for about 15 minutes, forcing the Senate to stop attempts to have a final vote on the bill. But as the clock ticked down, Republicans scrambled to vote on the bill. They finally got one, although Democrats claimed it happened after midnight, when the special session was constitutionally required to end. It took lawmakers nearly 3 hours to agree a vote on the bill had taken place, but had occurred after midnight, killing SB 5. Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst.
Senate Bill 5 passed 19 to 10, but with all the ruckus and noise going on, I couldn't adjourn sine die pending completion of administrative duties, and right now I cannot sign the bill, so I'm very frustrated.
While Dewhurst and the Republicans chastised the behavior of visitors in the Senate, Davis and the Democrats spent the night celebrating their supporters. Davis took time after the filibuster to join them in the Capitol Rotunda. Hundreds of people stood in orange clothing all along the stairways and hallway outside the Senate. They raised their phones to take pictures.
Most importantly, what I want to say is thank you. Because... Look, today was democracy in action. And as my colleague, Senator West, behind me here, said a minute ago, today was the example of government for the people, by the people, and of the people.
Back in the chamber, she reinforced how important the crowd had been to the process today.
And I think the women in Texas are tired of being at the receiving end of some pretty abusive power plays here in the Texas Capitol.
While last night was a victory for Davis, it could be short-lived. Earlier this week, Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst hinted Governor Rick Perry would call a second special session if, quote, certain bills weren't passed. Along with the abortion bill, a bill on transportation funding and one on juvenile justice didn't come up for a vote last night. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.